Alright, welcome back to WBGR, Beast Gang Radio, Barry on the ones and twos. We're going to get into this podcast right now. Welcome back to the Beast Gang Podcast. This is going to be Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. It's written and directed by James Gunn. He's known for Guardians of the Galaxy, Slither, which James might like, and Super. It stars Chris Pratt as Peter Quill, Zoe Saldana as Gamora, Dave Bautista as Drax, Bradley Cooper as Rocket Raccoon, Vin Diesel as I'm Groot, and Kurt Russell as Ego. The synopsis is, set to the backdrop of the awesome mixtape number 2, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 continues the team's adventures as they unravel the mystery of Peter Quill's true parentage. Alright, so I'm just going to give a very brief overview. It opens with a driving scene. It stars a very young-looking Kurt Russell talking to Peter Quill's mother, and he takes it to a forest to show her a plant. Then it shoots to 34 years later. There's some banter, and there's also an opening battle music sequence versus a squid monster with the Guardians of the Galaxy. Groot dances basically throughout the whole boss battle. Drax tries to take credit for the battle. They go to receive their reward from the Sovereign. And when they're about to leave, the leader, who is a high priestess named Aisha, asks Peter Quill about his upbringing. He says something funny. Rocket Raccoon insults him. They take Gamora's sister, who is the reward, to a holding cell, and they all leave. It's later found out that Rocket Raccoon stole some batteries from the Sovereign because he stole something. They chase him down. They shoot down the ship they are all in. They escape and crash land, and when they're crash landing on the planet, Peter's father, played by Kurt Russell, shows up. He's a godlike character. He wants to show Peter what he was meant to do in life, and that's where we'll stop. So let's go with Mike. What did you think of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2?
Me personally, I loved it. I thought it was great. If you like the first one, then I don't understand how you wouldn't like the second one, because everything they did right with the first one, they seemed to just parallel and do with the second one and did it correctly. The humor was still funny. The characters were already developed, so you just got to know them a little bit more, which was great. The storyline made sense to me. I thought the action was good. It had everything that I think a movie should encompass. It had heart, had humor, had action, had a little bit of drama, had a message, and I think it was a really great movie.
So let's go to Matt. Matt, what did you think of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2?
It took what was already a perfect formula from the first movie and made it better. Felt that the CG, for the most part, was flawless. It took a great transition from a comic book and transitioned it well to the movie screen. The soundtrack, just like the first one, was amazing and provided depth to characters that many people knew very little about. For those that didn't follow the comic books or had no idea as far as the characters, they didn't watch the first one. Hopefully they watched the first one. A lot of the characters you felt more emotionally connected than the previous movie. Not that the first movie wasn't good at all. The first movie was amazing. Overall, it was a great movie. It's an awesome start to the summer blockbuster and sets the bar very high. Amazing movie. Loved it.
All right, Jay.
I'm going to reiterate what everyone said. I really enjoyed the movie. It was very entertaining. You actually got into depth with the characters, with every single character that was considered a part of the main cast. It was just a good continuation of a good movie.
All right, Keith, what is your viewpoint?
It lived up and exceeded every expectation I had for this movie. I had high expectations for the first movie, and when I saw the trailers for this one, and after watching the first movie and seeing the trailers for this one, I had even higher expectations, and it met, if not exceeded them. I was thoroughly entertained. Every joke worked. Every bit worked. There was a couple hiccups where they kind of missed the mark in a couple of more emotional scenes. Like, I kind of wish they showed more about Peter and Yondu's relationship. I don't want to say it felt forced towards the end, but it kind of did. It looked like there was more to it in the movie that was cut away for time. They should have delved more into Rocket's attitude a little bit more. But I appreciated what it was, and you kind of get the gist of it once you watch the first movie and you kind of read between the lines.
I'm just going to list some positives, some observations, and some negatives. So one of the positives is that there was good de-aging makeup for Kurt Russell, and much better than another movie that I'm going to reference later. The Michael Rooker angle was pretty good. Sylvester Stallone being in the movie was a surprise. I try to stay away from buzz around large movies. I like the angle for Kurt Russell, and also like the Rocket Raccoon fight scene. So as my observations, the Kurt Russell angle reminded me of Jeff Bridges, which was similar to Tron Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. So there's another movie that Vin Diesel is in where he's worried about family. The fight that happens later in the movie reminded me of Man of Steel. And it is also another movie that has a win button where someone has to press a button in order to end the movie. And that is a problem with a lot of Marvel movies to me. So it happened in Avengers 2.
I don't remember them hitting a button and it didn't.
I know what you're talking about. They did.
Yeah. Well, my negatives are that it is not as good as the first movie. I like the first movie better. The music is not as good. I like the music in the first movie better. I think the soundtrack was a lot more catchier. I didn't find the movie as funny as the first one. I felt that the delivery and punchlines are about as flat as Doctor Strange. And there's also another Howard the Duck reference. I wish they would just stop doing that. But
well, I think they're talking about developing a Howard the Duck movie.
I would hope not.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. What they did with Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm pretty much willing to see whatever they put out. Marvel's earned that much, like, just... Like, they earned that credit.
We sure about that?
I'm just saying, a talking raccoon, a tree that says three words, and they turned that into gold. So I'm willing to go with Howard the Duck.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, you kind of just trust what Marvel's doing because it seems to be planned out. They have a process and it works. I was going to say, I do agree with Barry. When I initially walked out of this, I did say to myself, I like the first one better than this one. But then I also wonder if part of that is because the first one was so unexpected and it wasn't supposed to work, that when it came out so good, it was just like, damn, seriously?
Yeah, people have very low expectations because it was the unknown.
Right. And yeah, so now that that one worked and you know it, do you look at this one and go, okay, well, I don't think it has the same appeal.
I agree with Mike.
My expectations were super high for this movie and it met it. Like I said, there was a few places where it fell flat. And it kind of skipped over some stuff, and I kind of chalked that up to editing. I didn't think about comparison during the entire time I was watching this movie. I was caught in the moment, and it just entertained the hell out of me. So, like, coming out of it, I didn't think, like, I like this one did this better than this than the second one.
So, in your mind, they didn't backpedal any? Because you had, could you say you had high expectations after the first one, and they met your expectations. So, basically, they exceeded first-level expectations for the first movie, and then they didn't regress.
Exactly.
I like the fact that as far as CGI, because typically when people think of sequels, it's like, all right, more action, more explosions. This actually went the opposite way, where it was more on like character development rather than relying on CGI.
Same amount of action, the same pace as the first one.
Although I'll agree with Keith regarding the pacing towards the end. A portion of the end seemed a little bit rushed as far as between Yondu. I mean, like what he said earlier, appreciate it for what we did have, so...
You're right. I mean, this movie is definitely character driven.
Oh yeah,
I love that. It's not a lot of action, but the action that was there sufficed.
Yeah,
it's definitely character driven, which I have no problem with because I mean I don't know how accurate it is to the actual source material because I haven't read the original source material. But to be honest with you, I truly don't care because I am fully invested about these characters, and I do agree with Keith. I wish they would have dug a little bit deeper with Rocket Raccoon, but that may come later. They did dig a little bit deep, but they should have went deeper.
I felt that Rocket
with Drax a lot too.
Huh?
So they did kind of do it on Drax a little bit as far as letting him speak more in this one.
Drax was amazing. He was gold. I think he did everything right. I think Dave Bautista did a fantastic job because he, in the first movie, he delivered his lines, especially his little one-liners, his little silent, you know, Soto voice quips. But in this movie, he was like more confident in the character he was playing.
I felt that Rocket was probably the best part of about this movie. And I kind of got a little tired of the Groot, baby Groot, he's incompetent angle, but.
That was pretty funny.
You got to remember, he's a baby.
Yeah. And the whole bullying scene, that was like, I was like, as they were just picking on him and stuff.
They
and
did.
he's just walking back all sad and stuff. He's like, damn.
And the thing about that, you got to give it up to Marvel marketing, because they're going to have baby Groot dolls all over the place, all this shit, little figurines.
They have a statue that's coming out that's the actual size of baby Groot from the movie, and I'm seriously contemplating ordering that shit.
Because he just looks back and goes, Groot, put your seatbelt on.
I know.
He's eating Skittles. I'm like, I'm just like,
and in the middle of the battle, waving.
This movie is very entertaining, and there's something that I did not like, but like I said, this is a personal thing. I'm getting tired of the theme of family, man.
Agreed.
I co-sign.
It's like, come on. All right. We get it. I mean, you saw Fast and Furious. That was all about family. This is all about family. I think I saw another movie that's all about family. We get it. It seems like it's being just shoved down our throats. But, I mean, it was brought up very little in the first one. At the end, We Are Groot, that was the big family thing. That was like the stamp of approval for like them being a unit. So
Vin Diesel's best acting.
Vin Diesel's great. We're going to get into the questions. So question number one, where does this rank in the current Phase 3 Marvel Cinematic Universe? So the Phase 3 movies are Captain America Civil War, Doctor Strange, and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. So we're going to go to Mike.
My opinion, this ranks 1 in the current phase. Civil War would be 2, and then Doctor Strange would be 3. As much as I'm a fan of Civil War, had Civil War not had Spider-Man or Black Panther, then I don't think I would have liked the movie as much as I did. And Guardians is a very damn good movie. So, number 1 is Guardians. Yeah, Civil War's 2, and then Doctor Strange would be 3. I think Doctor Strange, it was a decent movie, it was good, but I think they could have done a little bit better with it.
All right. Matt.
I would have to put Doctor Strange as 3, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, number 2, and then Civil War 1. The reason why I picked Civil War 1 is because you take a multitude of characters from different movies and flawlessly integrated them in one particular movie, whereas you had Guardians of the Galaxy, who was a team, although despite their dysfunction, you know, already had chemistry to begin with. Civil War seemed like they were able to flawlessly integrate all the characters.
Everybody got equal screen time.
All right, Jay?
So number 1 would be Civil War. Number 2, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. And the last, Doctor Strange for last. Civil War, like Matt said, so many characters and every character got their shine. You didn't feel like there was a character that was neglected. Every character was pivotal in the story. That right there is a daunting task, and it worked out perfectly. To me, Doctor Strange wasn't a bad movie, but Matt and Mike said that they could have done a lot more with the whole Doctor Strange universe, which hopefully they'll do in the next one, but it's not worthy to be number 1 or number 2. And we're still talking about Guardians of the Galaxy, but that's a great movie.
Okay, Keith.
Civil War would be number 1. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 would be the second, and Doctor Strange would be 3rd. Civil War just did everything to perfection, and it advanced not just the characters' storylines further, but it advanced the entire phase moving forward. Guardians of the Galaxy didn't quite do that, but it was a damn fine movie, aside from the editing choices, is that it probably would have been a contender for that spot. Doctor Strange, good movie, decent movie, but in terms, when you compare it to other Marvel films, it falls way short. So it's a distant 3.
All right, my ranking would be Captain America Civil War, Guardians of the Galaxy, and then Doctor Strange. I think that out of the Phase 3 movies, that Civil War is a stronger movie, has a lot more going for it, and a lot better arc for future. Doctor Strange, maybe not so much, but this one is a good movie. I like it, but I don't necessarily love it. So the next question will be, where does this movie rank in the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe? So the first question was just Phase 3. This one is the entire cinematic universe. And I'll try to narrow the question down a little bit. So I'm just looking for your top tier movies, your bottom tier movies, and where this movie ranks in your list. So I'm going to list all the movies in order of release. Iron Man, number one. The Incredible Hulk. Iron Man 2. Thor. Captain America, the First Avenger. The Avengers, Iron Man 3. Thor, the Dark World. Captain America, the Winter Soldier. Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 1. The Avengers, Age of Ultron. Ant-Man. Captain America, Civil War. Doctor Strange. And Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2. So, Mike. So again, I'm just looking for your top movies, bottom movie, and where this would fit into that.
Well, my top tier movies are Guardians of the Galaxy 1, Captain America, Winter Soldier, Avengers. My bottom tier, absolute bottom, is Iron Man 3. And then I'm really shaky on what else is bottom down there. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 would be more towards top tier for me. Because again, like I said, Guardians of the Galaxy, I still go kind of teeter back and forth about my top three. But it still remains probably my favorite Marvel movie, and this one's just a complete continuation of that. So it's not in the top three, but it would probably be between top five, top six.
All right, Matt.
Absolute bottom, I'd probably go with Incredible Hulk, Doctor Strange, and Ant-Man. I didn't really enjoy those movies that much. As far as top movies, Civil War, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Okay. And Jay.
Okay, well, the lowest movie to me, like the worst movie in this whole Marvel Cinematic Universe, Iron Man 3. And then before that, I would probably say Doctor Strange, The Avengers, Age of Ultron. Top tier would be Civil War, Guardians of the Galaxy, Captain America, Winter Soldier. And I would put this in my top 10. It'll be in my top 10, more so probably around like 7 or 8.
All right. And
I'm curious which ones are before it.
Jay, would you like to answer that question?
The first Thor. It'll probably be the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
And Captain America, the First Avenger. For some reason, I like that movie. It was a good introduction to Captain America.
Yeah. All right, Keith.
Let's see. I put this movie in the top tier with Avengers, Captain America, Civil War, The Winter Soldier, and the first Guardians movie. Funny enough, Ant-Man as well. The bottom tier, I would put down there Iron Man 3 and Incredible Hulk and even Ang Lee's Hulk movie, even though that doesn't count.
You are a terrible person.
Put those in the bottom tier.
That doesn't even fit the scope of the question if you put that garbage of a movie in that.
What are you going to say, man? We put that movie in that shit. That's the last one forever.
Fighting Hulk dogs in the tree. I was like, I'm done. I walked out of that movie. All right. So let me give mine. So, as the top movie is always going to be Captain America, Winter Soldier. And the bottom movie generally will teeter between Thor the Dark World or Iron Man 3. For me, this movie is kind of in the middle, but I think it's a decent movie. So, again, my pick is that it's in the middle of the pack. So, let's get the scores. And Mike, what is your score for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2?
I'm going to give it a 9.
This is Mike's first 9?
I'm not giving it a 10, but I really, really, really like this movie. But again, I'm a big fan of the first one, so this shouldn't be shocking at all. They weren't supposed to work. Like, they literally were not supposed to work. And it's one of the best damn Marvel series going, period. Yeah. And sequels usually do not hold up to the first one. And this one is like, you just took a pause and then it just kept going and it was still great. But still not better than the first one. That's why I said I'm stuck on 9.
So you give the first one a 10?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. First one, I can tell you this. And I hadn't felt like this about a movie in a very long time. when the movie literally ended, and I'm talking about all the credits stopped, seeing the post-credits scene and all that, I wanted to yell to the projector person, hit rewind and hit play again and not move.
Like, DVR!
Yeah, seriously. Like, it was that damn good. When I walked out, I would go buy another ticket, spend my money, and go right back in and watch it again.
All right, Matt, do you like the movie? And what is your score?
I like the movie. I love the movie. I scored a 9. Probably one of the better movies. Again, like I said earlier, set the bar high for summer blockbusters. I would give the first one a 10. Perfect. The second movie, for the most part, was pretty good. Not as good as the first, and I think you hit on it earlier as far as the soundtrack. It was good, but not as upbeat as the first one.
Yeah, the first one had a lot more catchier tunes, and it wasn't going back and forth between the same two or three songs.
Right, it had a song for like every occasion.
Yeah, and I mean, I have the soundtrack. I downloaded it, I think, maybe a week ago. And although, you know, there's songs like, hey, you know, I remember this song. It wasn't as catchy or as upbeat, make you want to tap your foot. But again, one of the things you also got to think about with this movie is that it's kind of like a getting to know you and the inner secrets and or the demons for some of these characters, which provide a little bit more emotional connection to those.
All right. So, Jay.
I give this movie an 8.5. And the reason why I give it an 8.5 is because I was really invested into the characters. I actually wanted to know more about the characters. But the comedic timing was pretty good. The lines were delivered fine. It was just everything worked. In the first movie, you could tell they were trying to, they didn't quite have it because they were getting to know one another. With the beginning of this movie, you see that they've been together for a while. You see the progression of their relationships from the first movie to now, which is a great thing. And like I mentioned before, this movie is very character driven, which is also great. This is the personal thing for me. I'm getting tired of the whole family element in every movie that I've seen so far.
It's all about family, James. It's all about family.
I mean, it's so anti-family, James. Huh?
Nothing.
Beast Gang is all about family, Jay. All right. Keith.
I give it a 9. It was a fantastic movie. I'll be watching it again. Guardians of the Galaxy, I didn't know what was going on. I had kind of low expectations for that first movie, and I went there and I was blown. I couldn't believe they actually made that work. It's just a continuation of that, and it added more screen time for all the characters. I thought even Nebula was a likable character in the second one. In the first movie, I didn't think much of her at all. I thought she was pretty generic. But in this one, it was just more depth to her, and it all worked. Loved Michael Rooker. Come on. The guy called him Mary Poppins and he owned it.
Yeah. That was funny.
I was dying. See, we were all just dying off of that. It worked out perfectly. You know, even the sidekick characters was just like, they all just kind of popped out. I give all props to James Gunn and the cast and the crew for this. James Gunn, this is what happens when you get a competent director and writer to craft a story and to make it work.
And you know what makes this funny? I don't mean to cut you off, Keith.
Yeah, go ahead.
But you know what makes this funny? Is that you and I both like Slither.
He's in the same caliber as Joss Whedon. He's raised that bar extremely high right now. And even when Marvel does wrong, they do it right.
No.
And this is just them doing it right.
No, Iron Fist is still wrong. But
I was saying, Iron Fist, man.
Iron Fist, that was
terrible. Iron Fist is terrible.
All right, so let me just give my score. My score is going to be a 7.5. And again, I like the first movie a lot better. The first movie I would give an 8.5 to. This movie, there were some issues I had with it that, again, reminded me of Tron Legacy, which is not a good movie. Then also the ending fight sequence reminded me of Man of Steel, which is also not a good movie. Other than some of the character development, so I like Rocket. I didn't think Dave Bautista Drax was that great. I know he's supposed to be a flat delivery character, but I didn't think those jokes were well written. And then it seemed like Zoe Saldana, I wouldn't say did not need to be in the movie, but she just was there. So again, I give it a 7.5, and we're gonna wrap that up. That's the Beast Game Podcast. You can find more of our podcasts at beastgame.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Twitter, and YouTube. And if you would like to submit a reader question or comment, you can do so at submissions@beastgame.email. We'll be right back. keep your dial where you got it locked. Beast Gang Radio, WBGR. Giving a shout out to the whole Beast Gang clique. We're doing this for you. Still rocking with the best. Beast Gang Radio.